This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A Palestinian peace activist who was present at Sunday's Boulder Pearl Street Mall attack hopes the violence won't lead to more polarization. Sadananda Rek had planned to talk to the Jerusalem Youth Chorus at the Boulder County Courthouse when the attack occurred. He ended up assisting in getting water to burn victims. Rek says he demonstrates for Palestinian rights, but he says it's about human rights.
And we just need to stand up for human rights against anti-Semitism. What Hamas did was terrible.
The suspect in the attack is accused of throwing Molotov cocktails and using a makeshift flamethrower on people demonstrating in support of the hostages captured by Hamas. He's facing federal attempted murder and hate crime charges. This morning in Edwards, a procession for an Eagle County paramedic who died last year. Steve Zuckerman died of a heart attack while assisting a backcountry rescue in Vail. The Moving Honors Procession is a national event that honors fallen medical responders. This morning's event recognized Zuckerman and 28 other medical responders being honored. The U.S. House on Wednesday passed a bill that addresses the opioid epidemic and supports patients being treated for substance use disorder. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Support for Patients and Communities bill was introduced by Colorado Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen and Kentucky Representative Brett Guthrie, a Republican. It passed with overwhelming support. It reauthorizes several grants and programs dealing with substance use disorder. Still, Pedersen didn't get everything she wanted. She tried unsuccessfully to amend the bill to keep a waiver that lets Colorado use Medicaid money to cover treatment.
It's an enormous reason why we've had a 35% reduction in overdoses, 48,000 people a year getting treatment because of this waiver.
Pedersen's hoping the Senate will add in the waiver language when it takes up the bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Some flight delays at Denver International Airport with thunderstorms possible through this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.